As we have had Easter recently, many of you are here, some of you were away, and I hope you had a good time over Easter. We're now moving on through the book of Luke as we've been studying it, and we've got to the road to Emmaus. The two companions or disciples who travelled along the road and met with Jesus. And so this morning we're going to do something slightly different. Instead of our usual reading and then a 20 or so minute preach, we're going to travel on that road together with the two companions, the two disciples, doing different things. We'll be singing and watching things and praying together and having some short reflections. So I hope that you enjoy this journey, and I hope that you feel at the start you can relax. And I just ask that as you go along this journey, that as these companions met with Jesus, that you will be open to meeting with Jesus too this morning and seeing what he has to say to you and to me. So I'm going to begin just by reading the first section of this passage, which is from the book of Luke chapter 24, and we're starting at verse 13. Just the first section of these companions on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus. It's the same day that Jesus has risen from the dead. They're about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." And so at the start of our journey this morning, here we are. Easter is past. Jesus, the Messiah, has already entered Jerusalem as king. He's already eaten his last meal with his disciples. He's already been betrayed by one and denied by another. He's been captured and tried and crucified. He has died terribly alone in the darkness. And then his body has been taken to an unused tomb, where he has been buried for 2 days, dead and gone. But then on the third day, three women go to the tomb, and on approaching it, they find it empty. Jesus's body is gone. The Lord is not there. And there are angels telling them that he has come back to life, something he foretold. And finally, after all the events that have taken place, something to celebrate. He is risen. Amazement abounds. Disbelief is rife. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died in front of many, is risen from the dead. The Easter story is complete. And it's a wonderful story. It's an amazing story. It's a great truth. It's the bedrock of faith. But it's also often very hard to comprehend. As we can see here from these two companions we encounter on the road to Emmaus. Two people walking away from Jerusalem, talking with each other about everything that has happened. And by talking here in the Bible, we're not meaning idle chatter. We're meaning vigorous discussion, animated conversation, strong debate about all the events that have taken place, about the Easter story. You see, these two on the road to Emmaus, it seems, are not excited about the resurrection of Jesus. They're not overwhelmed with joy at what has happened. They're not anticipating a new future with their risen Lord. They are talking because they are unsure. They don't understand what has happened. They're disappointed, maybe, at how events have turned out. They don't know where the body of Jesus has gone. And so, as they walk on the road to Emmaus, these two relatively unknown disciples, they cut a strange figure. You see, they're not acting as they should be acting after Easter. They're not responding, maybe, as we would expect them to respond to the resurrection. They're not reacting as followers of the Lord are supposed to react when he has come back from the dead. Instead, they are confused, overwhelmed, maybe a little distressed. Like two normal people struggling to comprehend what life has just thrown at them as they walk on the road to Emmaus. It's a good job, isn't it, that it's at this moment that Jesus himself came and walked along with them. Not when they're excited and jumping for joy, not when they're eagerly seeking him, not even when they're trying to involve him in their lives, but instead when they're struggling to comprehend what has happened. In other words, when they think Jesus might be dead, or when they think he has disappeared, when they think he has no power to help them, it's then that he comes and he walks alongside them. And you know, it strikes me today, as we begin this journey, that as we sit here, Easter is gone. We've heard about Jesus entering Jerusalem as king. We've heard about him eating his final meal with his disciples. We've heard about him being betrayed by one and denied by another. We've heard about him being captured and tried and crucified. We've watched him die alone in the darkness, being buried for 2 days. And then we've come to church on Easter Sunday to celebrate the risen Lord, proclaiming Jesus is alive. It strikes me that having experienced all or part of this over Easter, we now might feel like these two companions on the road to Emmaus, cutting a strange figure as we sit here. Maybe not quite feeling as we should about Easter. Maybe not really responding as we think we should about the resurrection. Maybe not really feeling we're reacting like disciples of the Lord when they find that he has come back from the dead. I mean, a lot of different things happen to us over Easter, don't they? A lot of memories of Easter's gone by for some of us. A lot of tiredness after 2 weeks with lively children, maybe. A lot of other events take place over the Easter period. And maybe we simply feel like those two disciples, just normal people who are trying to cope with what life throws at us. It's a good job it's at moments like these that Jesus himself desires to come and walk along with us. Not just when we're excited. Not just when we're feeling good. Not just when we're actively seeking him. But today, right now, Jesus longs to come and walk beside us, however we feel. So like those two companions, maybe now as we turn our backs on Jerusalem and all that has happened there, and as we start another journey into another part of life, let us invite our shepherd to come and walk with us now. Let us invite our Lord to walk alongside us. Let's stand together and sing, "The Lord's My Shepherd." So as Jesus drew alongside these two companions, these two disciples, he heard them talking. And he asked them what they were talking about. What was going on in their lives that was so intriguing? What was it that they were struggling with as they walked upon this road? And they told him all that had been happening in the last few days. And Jesus listened to them. He listened to them. And so as we spend time with Jesus now, walking this road, we have an opportunity to talk to him, to tell him all the things that have been going on in the last few days, weeks, months, years, maybe. And as we have this opportunity, as the disciples here on the road to Emmaus were honest, let us be honest with Jesus as well. You should have a sheet of paper or a notice sheet in front of you which has a space on it. And I thought we'd just spend a little bit of time being honest with Jesus as we walk with him about things that have gone on in our lives in the last few days or weeks or months. And as the music plays in the background, which I think we have on a CD there, why not write down what's been going on? Offer it as a prayer to Jesus as you walk along this road. Use these moments to bear your heart before the Lord. Lord, as we sit before you and honestly open our lives to you, we thank you that you put no demands on us, but you listen and you hear and you receive. We thank you, Lord, that as you walked that road with those two disciples and listened to them, so you listen to us now. And we pray as you hear the prayers of our hearts, the things we've written down, that you would receive them. Take from us the burdens that are upon us. Forgive us for the wrongs that are before us. Heal us from the hurts that are in our hearts. As we are honest with you, Lord, we ask that you would work in our lives, that as we sit here now, we would know your healing power, your cleansing power. We would know your friendship. We would know you as King. We offer to you our lives. We offer to you all that has gone on. And we thank you that you receive us as your children. Amen. Jesus has drawn alongside these two companions on the road to Emmaus. He has listened to their stories of the last few days. Stories of things that had happened. Or if you like, he has listened to their old stories. Things that have taken place. He has listened to their confusion over the Messiah, the prophet, the one who would redeem Israel. And he has listened to their theories of the one who had then died, the body that was never found, the stories of the women. Jesus has listened. He listened to their confusion, their theories, their old stories. And then he told them a new story, starting with the surprising words, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe." Jesus told them a new story, which took them through the scriptures, from Moses to the prophets, not just picking out highlights, a verse here and a verse there, but telling them the whole story, the story of God and the story of his people, the whole story about Jesus himself, a new story. And, you know, looking at this, we might think, well, why? If they were really followers of God, wouldn't they have known the scriptures already? Wouldn't they have already known what the prophets say? Well, yes, they would. Of course they would. They'd have been brought up with that. But they would have known them through their eyes, through their traditions, through their interpretations. They would have read the scriptures with their own expectations of what was going to happen. So when Jesus went through the scriptures again, when Jesus told them the story of God, he told it them through his eyes, through his interpretation. He told them about God's expectations. In other words, when Jesus went through the scriptures with these two disciples, he told them a new story. He opened their eyes to the Word of God, to the heart of Scripture, to the sacrifice that he had made. A sacrifice that would not just benefit Israel, bringing them freedom and them victory and them fulfillment, but a sacrifice that would benefit all people. Jesus opened the scriptures and peeled away the prejudice, telling the new truth about the Son of God, who became human so that humankind could become children of God. Let's sit back and watch this DVD. Having heard Jesus open the scriptures and reveal the truth and tell a new story, the disciples then approached Emmaus, and Jesus acted as if to leave, but it was getting late, so they persuaded him to stay, and they sat down together to eat. And Jesus took some bread and he broke it, and as he broke it, their eyes were opened and they realized who he actually was for the first time. He wasn't just a traveler. He was the Lord himself, risen from the dead. And as we approach this table with this bread and this wine, let us have our eyes opened again to our risen Lord, the one who invites us to come and eat and drink. These two companions have had an amazing journey. They have walked with Jesus. They have talked with Jesus. They have listened while he explained the scriptures to them, all while they didn't really know who he was. And then they have finally met him personally, as he broke bread before their very eyes. But their journey is not over, and nor do they want it to be. For having persuaded Jesus to stay, as it was getting late, they now waste no time themselves in leaving Emmaus and hurrying back to Jerusalem, even though it is dark, even though it is dangerous, even though they don't know what their journey will encounter. They are compelled to leave, to get back to the 11, to tell them that Jesus is not dead, but in fact, he is alive. What the women said was true. They have met the risen Lord. They may not have known who he was for most of the encounter, but they have met the risen Lord. And their demeanor has completely changed. They no longer walk away from Jerusalem, the place of the cross, with sorrow and distress. They now walk back to it, the cross of Christ, with joy and excitement. This is their new life. This is where they want to be. They have met the risen Lord, and they want nothing more than for everyone else to know that he is alive. And so as we sit here today, having travelled with these companions on the road to Emmaus, I wonder whether we feel the same. Having invited Jesus to travel with us, having heard once more this new story, having met with our risen Lord at the communion table today, I wonder what we will do now. I wonder if our demeanour will change. I wonder if we will be compelled to go out and tell this story to others. Because now, that is what the risen Lord invites us to do. As disciples of Christ, we have a new story to tell. Let us stand together and sing our